Are you kidding? Oh my God. No. Come on. You're making that one up. Wow. Sorry. No, that's just a little hard to imagine. I'm still not sure if I believe you. Yeah, you've mentioned some of the things you used to get up to when you two were together, but sexting games? At work? She never seemed that wild. Who'd have thought? You know, I don't even care. That's such a fun story. It doesn't matter whether it actually happened or not. I'd only be jealous anyway. Phew. Yeah, I really needed that. Now, do you believe me? I've been telling you my neighborhood has the best ice cream place, like, ever. But no, you never wanted to come and find out. No, I'm joking. I know how awkward it is to get across town after work, but hey, I'm glad you decided to do it for once. So now, would you agree this was better than playing games tonight? Or are you too busy savoring those last few bites to talk? Yeah, mine's great too. And wait till you try their gelato. That is just to die for. Can I tempt you into doing this again before the season's over? Anyway, are you done? Here, give me yours. The trash can's at my end of the bench. You're right. We haven't done this in way too long. How do we ever get so busy with work these days? Ah. Right. Adulting. Yeah, I know. Me too. It's been sort of a funny time for a few reasons lately. Oh, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But never mind. Still, I haven't been to this park in forever. I don't want to be too much of an adult to drop everything and go out for ice cream sometimes. Especially if it's a reminder to just sit a little and, you know, really enjoy a nice night like this. And if it means catching up with someone and getting to learn about some of their more interesting hobbies. Seriously, sexting games? I didn't even know that was a thing. Although, lately I wouldn't have had much luck trying it with anyone, even if I'd known. Yeah, you're probably right. The last one wasn't really all that interesting. Honestly, I don't even know how we stayed together that long. Except, well, since it's been a while now, I guess I could think of a couple of reasons. But I'll have to remember that idea in the future. I just have to be real careful around the office. I have to act like a lady, you know. But I probably would love to try something naughtier like that sometime. Maybe if I have someone adventurous enough to try it with. What? Why not? Are you surprised that would be my kind of thing? Well, maybe there's a lot you don't know about me yet. How did this whole thing even get started today anyway? What? No, don't blame me. You're the one here who does all the weird random stuff. Like, say, texting me out of nowhere at 2:30 in the morning? No, I wasn't asleep. And I told you I didn't mind. It was funny. You know, it's not just you. I have an aunt who does the same thing. If she happens to have a dream about somebody, she'll call them just to ask, "Are you all right?" But she'll at least wait till the next day to do it. I mean, I don't think she's seriously worried. It's mainly just a reason to get in touch and say hi, which, you know, I guess is nice. And it was. With you, I mean. It was nice you were thinking of me. I was just surprised is all. Well, because I didn't think that was a very common little habit. And because you're not a superstitious 53-year-old. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I wasn't making fun of you. I wouldn't do that. I was just laughing because, come on, it was funny. And I did not expect to spend my Monday at work texting about, you know, all kinds of sexy stuff afterwards with you, of all people. That's all new territory here. Do I want to ask what kind of dream it must have been, if that's what set this off? No, I only meant we haven't been that kind of friends before. But it's fine, really. More than fine. I don't really know. No particular reason, I guess. You were just attached when we first met. And then when you were single again, I wasn't. And then vice versa. It was just one of those things. But yeah, we've always gotten along just great. So sure, I've wondered. I don't know. Maybe the idea is still a little bit odd when I think about it. Oh, that's easy. I just won't think about it too much. Besides, we've apparently got more things in common than I knew. Besides books and fantasy artwork and... Is something the matter? You got a strange look for a second there. All right, never mind. I was saying, now I'm really getting curious to find out what else you might be into. Or do you think I just have naughty chats with anyone who's handy anytime I have a slow day at work? Why, surely you wouldn't suggest. Not me. I'll remind you I am a lady. I mean, just because it's dark and I'm sitting in a secluded spot with a good close friend, that doesn't mean I'd suddenly just... Okay, well, maybe I would. I wasn't the only one thinking about this all day. Thinking about it happening for real, I mean. That may also be part of the reason I wore this dress. Partly I just felt like wearing something blue today. It's my favorite color, after all. Did you know that? Well, maybe you should. I really like this shade. I had a feeling you would too, even before you mentioned it. And I guess I just like to keep things simple. I mean, I know you like those fancy Renfair dresses and all. And so do I, sometimes. Give me your hand there. But those things can be just so tricky to handle. Whereas, if someone wanted to get under this skirt, all they'd have to do is reach like this. Yes. Go on. It's all right. Definitely all right. I want this. And I want to feel if you're as big as I wondered. Good thing it's dark out here. So that's okay. I'm glad to hear that. Come on, let's feel what you've got. Ugh, hang on. Could you lift your hips a second? Ugh, stupid zipper. You wouldn't consider wearing a kilt sometime, would you?
Hmm?
Oh, nothing. All right. Oh, that feels good. Someone's suddenly pretty excited, huh? Or has it been building all day for you, too? Oh, yeah, me too. I can't remember the last time somebody teased me the way you've been doing. Oh, God. I'm so ready. Wait, you two, I can tell. Oh, no. Two can play at this game. I can tell you're almost there. I bet I can make you first. Known. Of course, a gamer is gonna have magic fingers. Alright. Wow, you win. Well done. But now, that means it's your turn. Maybe we should try not to make a mess here. Let me... Really not gonna last long now. I knew it was close. I mean, I could tell you were close. Yeah, go ahead. It's okay. That was even better than before. Whew. Oh, Lord. That was good. What? Something the matter? I thought that all really felt great. There it is again. What was that look? You seemed a little, I don't know, spooked? No? What do you mean, better than before? When did I say that? Are you sure? What would that even... All right. Okay. Confession time? I've been meaning to tell you something. Sometime. I guess it's better to just get it out. Well, this is pretty strange. That dream that apparently reminded you of me last night? Well, do you actually remember much? Could that be part of what got us started? Yeah, I was afraid of that. No, it's not a bad thing. I hope. Well, maybe you're not completely imagining things. Wait, don't look so weirded out. Well, you could say that, sort of. Long story. Hey, wanna walk back to my place for now? Or just a couple blocks away? I've got coffee, tea, whatever sounds good. This might take a minute, but please, I want to be honest with you. Will you hear me out? Oh, yeah. All right. Where should I start? Okay. Did I tell you about getting a package after they finished clearing out the rest of my grandmother's house? Well, it turns out there was something a little freaky about it. No, I'm getting there. I said you wouldn't believe me. I really wasn't kidding. But... here goes.